went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. We're at Suite 404 in Building 400. Again, that's at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, and that's in Pooler, Georgia. Our direct phone number to the office itself is 912-348-3369. A better way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. You can always email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. That is the purpose of this show. It's called When Your Health Matters. I don't get to decide when your health matters. You get to decide. You as the listener get to decide when your health matters. I personally think that your health should always matter. I think it is our most valuable asset, because if you don't have your health, you might as well be dead. You don't want to get up. You don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to engage life. And unfortunately, that's what the gift of life is. Life is about engaging. Life is about moving outside of your comfort zone, pushing up against your belief systems, challenging the understandings that you have. That's why God gives us every single day. It's called the present, because it is a gift. We get to unwrap that gift and open the present and see what's waiting for us. And the only way that we get to do that is simply by opening our eyes and looking at what's around us and taking yesterday's belief and challenging testing them to see if they're still true today. And if they are true, keep applying them. But we want to get people to jump outside of their comfort zone. And the man that helps me do that, his name is Mark Saban. He's the man behind the scenes. He's the man that asks the questions. He's the one who puts together the foundation for this show. He hits me with the questions, and it's my job to answer them to a level of understanding that you, the listener, derives a benefit from. And so I'm grateful for Mark, and I'm even more grateful for you, the listener, because you are essentially my purpose. My purpose is to educate and to inform and to enlighten you and to expand your belief system so that you can improve your lives and actually improve my life, because when I live in a society of balanced, happy, healthy, communicative, well-adjusted adults and children, then that just makes everything in my life that much better. So I want to thank you for being here. And again, we want to thank Mark for being here. And thanks, Mark.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. And, you know, every week we get together to have these conversations about people's health. And one of the things that we were talking about last week and went fairly in depth is there's a very sophisticated part of how you approach health that is different from what a lot of people know. And for some people, it causes a certain kind of concern or doubt or skepticism about what it is that you do. And yet, you know, I've known you for more than a dozen years, and I've seen the results of your work. I've experienced the results of your work myself. And I know that there's nothing that you do that goes against any kind of moral or religious or any other kind of reason that you would have not to proceed with the kind of care that you give. I mean, you're not cutting into the body. You're not giving drugs that could be harmful to the body. You're working with a body. You're working with a person, actually. And part of your approach is to deal with treating the person. As you say, you treat the person, not the sickness.
That's exactly right. And I was just listening to what you were saying. And what's fascinating is you talked about blood and cutting into the body and all of that. And there's a particular religious faith out there, the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right.
And the Jehovah's Witnesses won't allow any of that to occur within their belief system. And I've supported lots of Jehovah's Witnesses in my practice up in New York. I used to treat a litany of Jehovah's Witnesses. And it was always interesting for me because we would have these great, deep philosophical conversations about, you know, Jehovah and Jesus Christ and applying the Bible. And we would have Bible study in my office. We would have Bible study in my office during their office visits. We would have Bible study in my office after office hours, simply to come back and talk more about Jesus Christ and what the words of the Bible mean and a deeper understanding. And we would literally do Bible study in my office. And so it's interesting in the fact that last week we were talking about this young lady, this 22-year-old who canceled her follow-up appointment with me because she had difficulty wrapping her brain around the use of manual muscle testing. And she didn't say this because, again, to refresh people's memory, she had a thyroid nodule, which was essentially a result of not being able to express her authentic self or her truth. And when you can't express yourself properly, you will develop thyroid issues one for one every time. And every thyroid issue is a result of not expressing your truth in a balanced fashion. And that I've seen for 30 years in my practice. So I'm not even going to debate whether it's accurate or not because I know it's accurate. But she chose to not pursue care with me, even though she didn't agree with what her endocrinologist was going to offer her, because she felt that it violated her Christian belief faith. And so we talked last week a little bit about how manual muscle testing is in line with the Christian belief faith. And so what I want people to understand is when they have a belief system, that belief system is founded in education. And whether it's biblical education for learning from the Bible, or whether it's learning from your pastors or your reverends or your rabbis or your whatevers, whether it's learning from your parents, learning from your school system, learning from your governments, learning just simply from reading somebody else's perspective. We are here to learn and to compare that with what our current understanding is. But if we left everything up to the preconceived understandings that we have that have been given to us by others, if we never questioned our beliefs, if we never looked outside of our understanding for other answers, life would not continue to proceed. Society would not continue to proceed. We would still be sitting in caves banging rocks together in an effort to make fire.
Mm-hmm.
When now we have a thing called a lighter, or now we have a thing called matches, or if you're watching Naked and Afraid, which I'm fond of, now you have a fire starter. And it's like, okay, embrace the deeper level of understanding, the expanded level of understanding. There's a law that I apply to my life every day. When I'm questioning the understanding of something, I relax my brain and I ask this one question. Is there something I don't presently know or understand, the knowing of which could change everything that I understand? And what do you think the answer to that question is, Mark?
Wow, I really have no idea.
Well, the answer is always yes. Is there something I don't know or understand, the knowing of which could change everything? Of course the answer is yes, because I don't know everything. There's more of life for me to experience. There's an endless amount of life for me to experience. So I want to open myself up to experiencing it. That's God's gift to us. That's why every day is called the present. We get to unwrap our day. We could bring in yesterday's understanding to today and hopefully use that to our benefit. But there's hopefully you experience some things that you've never experienced before, gain understandings that you've never understood before, and expanded your belief system in ways you've never expanded it before in an effort to do what? Engage life more, experience God more, and experience more of life.
Well, how does that, you know, the consistency of expanding your beliefs when you have core beliefs? So does that, how do those two things work together?
Well, your core is your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you build a house or build some sort of structure that you're going to occupy in some way, shape, or a warehouse, a house, a tenement, a building, a skyscraper, all of that's based in what?
Starts on the foundation.
You have to have a good, strong foundation. And I believe that every one of us as human beings need to have a good, strong foundation. But your foundation in your life and your moral and ethical standards that you were raised on are similar to my moral and ethical standards.
Mm-hmm.
But you chose to focus your life in a different direction than I did. I chose to focus my life in the healthcare industry. I chose to see everything that I got to confront in life as a puzzle, and I wanted to understand the puzzles. And I started doing puzzles at a very young age, and when things broke in my household, my mom would give me things to play with and see if I could fix them, and a great majority of the time I did fix them. And when it came time to doing puzzles, if she wanted to do something that would give me hours of fun, she would buy me a puzzle of some sort. So I'm a puzzle solver, and I like to solve people's puzzles. You, on the other hand, you're an interfaith minister. Mm-hmm. You're an advertising person. You are the producer of this show, essentially, as far as the questions go. We have Jay Verzi, our actual board producer, but you're the man behind the scenes, and you have a bunch of different disciplines. You are a Tai Chi master. You are a father. You are a parent. You are a husband. You are a partner in a business. You focused in a whole bunch of different areas.
Sure.
But if somebody brought you a topic that you didn't understand, would you say that that violates your religious beliefs? Let's say that it's graphic designing. Let's say that it's the culinary arts. You're a very dynamic, well-rounded, well-read individual from my experience of you. So I'm trying to pick out a topic that you don't have any level of understanding on. And I don't know, rocket science. Are you a rocket scientist,
Not
Mark?
At all.
No,
Not at
do
all.
You understand rocket science?
Not at all.
But if you sat with a rocket scientist, you could have an intelligent conversation with him, and you would probably ask intelligent questions to satisfy your own curiosity of this field of science called rocket science.
Right, right.
And that's essentially what every person who comes to see me is. They're an opportunity for me to understand something that I don't understand. If I've never evaluated your body, then it's a brand new canvas, and I'm going to have an experience by having an evaluation with you and using my tools to evaluate you to give you and gain the understanding that you need to understand yourself. might it be things that you don't already understand?
I would think so.
Right, because you wouldn't be in my office if you already understood it. So this 22-year-old that had a thyroid nodule who rejected what the traditional medical doctors were going to say because they wanted to do surgery and violate her thyroid, and she just wasn't willing to go there. Okay, so good. She wanted to find another choice. So I offered her another choice. And then that pushed up against her belief system, and pushed up against her belief system enough that instead of asking questions to the person who can give you the understanding, she said she wanted to go do her own research. That was just her polite way of saying that she wasn't interested in what I was going to do to help her. And like I said in the last show, that saddens me because I know that what I'm doing is morally and ethically and even spiritually sound. I know it's not violating any of God's tenets.
Right.
And yet she's sitting at home not getting the help that she needs.
And it's interesting because, you know, in order to get the help that you need, bringing in that curious mind, bringing in open mind into your practice and to come in with the questions that you may have and the doubts that you might have so that you're able to have in that conversation, perhaps get to a better understanding of what's going on, because nothing that you do in your practice does anything to invade a person or change a person in any way. It's all goes back to the person being able to affect the changes for themselves.
Right. And what's interesting for me is when the first of the Jehovah's Witnesses came into my office, we had a long conversation about what the foundation of my practice was, and was I going to order blood work, and because that violent, and you know, that's how we got into the conversation that they were a Jehovah's Witness. And the wonderful thing about the Jehovah's Witness community, and my hope is that there's other communities, religious, faith-based communities down here in Savannah, Pooler, Georgia area, which I'm sure they are. I haven't had an ability to interface with them yet. I would invite the opportunity to do that. I've called a bunch of different churches in an effort to introduce myself and to get a sense of what their belief systems are. And there's Methodists, and there's, you know, I can't even think of all the different faiths that are out there, but they're all Christian-based faiths, and Lutherans, and at the end of the day, I just want to meet these community of people because I know that we have something in common. We have our understanding of who Jesus Christ was and what Christian-based religion is about, and having fettered all that out by catering to a litany of Jehovah's Witnesses was interesting because it's like, okay, I helped one person in their community understand. Next thing I know, I got like cars of people coming to my office that are all Jehovah's Witnesses, and they want their opportunity to come talk with me because they heard from another fellow Jehovah's Witness that this guy doesn't want to take your blood, and he's not going to violate any of our religious tenets, and he's going to help us to understand, and we actually like the way that he helps us understand. And so I have a whole following of Jehovah's Witnesses up in New York that they call me when they have issues, and they do their service, and they travel around the world, and they, you know, promote the message of Jesus Christ, and it's fun, and I'm looking to help establish some of those connections down here in the Pooler Savannah area. And again, it's a question of, I'm not sure when the best time to go introduce myself is, because I certainly don't want to try to do it during services, because that's not what we would be going there for. We would be going there to commune with God and to celebrate, you know, commonality within our religious faith. So I don't want to go introduce myself and try to have a conversation at that point. So I'm not really clear as to when the right time is to have the right conversation with the different churches in the area. And I would welcome anybody who's part of a church who wants to gain some understandings about how to improve the health of their church community to email me or call me or stop into my office. I would love the opportunity to interact with the different communities in the Pooler, Georgia area.
Well, it's one of the things I know that you're willing to speak to people in mass, and that you even offer healthcare classes in your office.
Correct. And I'm willing to offer healthcare classes at different churches and to, you know, I have 35 different PowerPoint presentations on different health topics. They could tell me which one that they thought that their community would be interested in, and I would come deliver it, and it would be free. And it would be educational, and it would be in line with their belief system, and it would be in, you know, in line with church, et cetera. And so I would welcome that opportunity. But what's important is I want people to understand that what I'm doing is in line with their belief system. And if they question it, good, let's have the conversation. Let me answer the questions. Let me expand your belief system so that we can help you to understand the valuable tool that you have available to you.
It is a valuable tool. And again, the purpose of the show is it's called When Your Health Matters, and it's about helping support people having their best health.
Absolutely.
Well, this is a fabulous conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I would like to talk to you some more specifically about the kind of healing work that you do.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to When Your Health Matters.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you suffering from a health concern? Does it affect your day, how you do your job, how you do your relationship, your happiness? Is it ruining your life? Do you actually think your doctor and your health insurance is going to save you? By offering toxic chemicals known to have harmful side effects that you must take for the rest of your life, or by offering you life-altering surgery, causing you to never be the same again? Are you being put on the treadmill of treatment with no true solution and no end in sight? Do you deserve better? Is this God's plan for you? When you are tired of feeling sick and tired, call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 912-348-3369. Your solutions to all your health concerns naturally. Call 912-348-3369 to schedule your consult. That's 912-348-3369. We are waiting to help you. Go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street, building 400, and that's suite 404 in building 400, and that's in Pooler Park in Pooler, Georgia. Mark and I are continuing our conversations about the kind of healing work that I do and what is this, healing in faith and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, and I mean, because the nature of your healing is a hands-on approach and it's non-invasive in terms of anything that you would take in terms of substances or drugs or medications or surgeries, is what you do in accordance with the body's own natural rhythms and its capacity to heal itself?
Oh, absolutely, Mark. And it's the only reason I'm able to get the results that I do, because it is within the natural rhythms and capacity of the body to heal itself. My job is simply just to free it to actually exercise its ability to do that better than what it was doing, which is why a person developed a health problem to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
They have a health problem because the body's own natural rhythms and capacity to heal itself has been interfered with. So when I get rid of that interference without drugs, without surgery, without radical interventions, when I do it very simplistically and very ethically and morally and innocently, miracles happen. And they do every single day. And it's, I just want to share that with more people.
And because you don't introduce drugs or toxins into the person's body, does that limit the ways that you can help a person back to their better health?
No, as it eliminates my ability to use crutches. Medicine is a crutch designed to prop people up without addressing the actual cause. And no amount of toxic medication will ever fix a person's problem, truly fix the problem. It will mask the symptoms very, very well, though, which leads to bigger problems. And you as the listener, you as the person who owns the body that you own, you get to decide whether you want to do something that's natural, that's in line with God's words and laws and nature's rules and laws, and you can work that way, which is what I do, Or you can actually violate that and go to a medical doctor and get a toxic chemical known to have harmful side effects that leads to malfunctionings and suppressing how the body is supposed to express itself, ultimately setting a person up for surgery. You can do that. The choice is yours. I'm just looking for those individuals who are ready to make the natural choice, make God's choice, not man's choice.
It's so, you know, when you hear, listen to television commercials, and there are so many commercials for medications that are on the air now, and more than half of those commercials generally spent talking about the side effects that come about because you're taking a medication and the possible risks of taking those medications. And those medications are designed to stop certain symptoms, to put an end to a problem that you're having on one level, but they're not actually treating what's underlying the problem that's caused the problem in the first place. And your approach is to deal with what's underneath.
Right. They get a side effect as a result of taking a medication that's not solving the problem. The body can't tell you that the original problem's there. Why? Because the pharmacology masks that.
Right.
So the body has to tell you in a different way that the problem is still there, that it's a... So it gives you a new symptom, and that is what's called the side effect. So at the end of the day, it's about helping a person understand what their body's trying to tell them and addressing it appropriately so that it goes back into balance. And so I don't need to give somebody drugs in order to get them well. I need to support them with what the body's asking for so that the body can just go about its business and do what it's supposed to do.
Another big distinction, I think, in the way that you practice, because of the ways the insurance and the healthcare field has gone over the last number of decades, there's very little time that you would spend with a physician, typically in an office visit. And because of the lack of time, the need to go to tests and try to find out other things that you can do to find out what's going on with the person. But in your practice, you take quite a bit of time with the patients you see. And you get a lot of information from the health about the history, medical history, and things like that. You're not sitting there looking on a computer and typing on your tablet what's going on with the person. So what is it that takes so long when you go to a visit with Dr. Huntoon?
Communicating, explaining, demonstrating, properly educating a person before we get into the meat of their problem. Without the proper context to understand muscle testing, how it works, and why it's such an important tool to use, this itself takes time. So I take the appropriate amount of time. For some, it seems completely natural and the easiest way to evaluate, and they are ecstatic that they found me. For others, they allow their own beliefs, their lack of understanding, their misunderstanding to get in the way. They are the easy ones to spot because they all have similar imbalances I can see from the moment they stand in front of me. Certainly after they tell me what their health concern is. And for some, knowing their truth without them sharing their truth is uneasy for them. They don't realize that we're all transparent when you have somebody like myself who has spent their whole life learning how to understand people, why they break, and what it takes to make them whole again. They get uneasy because they think that I can see their secrets. Well, if you're standing in front of me and you're asking me for my help because you don't understand why your body is the way that it is, I don't need to see your secrets. Your body's telling me what your story is. Because your body can't lie. That's the whole premise of what it is that we've been talking about for at least the last two shows. And I just want the person to understand that you want me to understand what's going on. And you want me to be able to explain it to you. And that takes time. And so, yeah, we spend a lot of time communicating, explaining, demonstrating, and properly educating a person so that we can make them whole again.
Well, I think, you know, you hit on something very important for a lot of people, which is that people are very protective of their privacy. And for a lot of people, they may do things with their activities that they want to keep secret, that they're, you know, whether it's somebody that's having an affair that doesn't want their husband or wife to know about it, or whether somebody is secretly a drinker or smoker or using some kind of drugs that, for recreational drugs or whatever, there are a lot of times where people don't want you to know what's going on with them.
Yeah, but
how do they get help?
At the end of the day, Mark, okay, my relationship with my patient is private. It's completely private. Whatever conversations go on in my office between me and my patient doesn't leave the room that we're in. And reason being is twofold. One, I can't remember everything that a person says to me, okay? I've got other things that I have to focus on. I have a wife at home. I have, you know, taking care of my business, my family, managing practices in two different states, all the different people that I help. I can't remember everything that a person says to me. So what goes on in a room between me and a patient is private. I don't care what their story is. I don't care what the drama is associated in their life. I want to understand it so that I can help them understand how it's affecting them and what they can do to change it. Okay. One of the reasons why I'm able to go to New York every month and treat about 75 patients over the course of about 4 or 5 days is because those people trust me implicitly. They know that I know more things about them than their parents do, than their spouses do, than their coworkers do, their best friends. Why? Because they're comfortable with me, and they're willing to share anything that they need to share with me because they know it impacts who they are as a person. If you have something pushing up against you, Mark, it's not affecting me. It's only affecting me to the degree that you're standing in front of me asking for my help. But when you leave, you and all of your problems leave the office. There's no remnants of them in my office. I'm not sitting there, going to Facebook and posting things about who just came. No, that doesn't happen at all. Okay. At the end of the day, I move on to the next person because I want to give the next person the same courtesy that I just gave the previous person. I want to give them 100% of my undivided attention. I want to give them all my years of experience, whether they're my physical years or whether they're the years of all my mentors. And there's over 1,000 years of experience that I have, even though I've been doing it for 30. Why? Because of all the giant's shoulders that I'm standing on that came before me. And it's my whole purpose, my whole passion. If you as a listener don't appreciate the passion that I have for wanting to help people, then you haven't been listening long enough, because I exude that passion. All my whole purpose, I'm very clear on my purpose, is to help people. And I just want to help people. And it's about interacting with the person and understanding who they are, what makes them tick, and what makes their life go forward, and why their life isn't going forward the way that they want it to. And it's easy to unravel.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're withholding information or withholding secrets in terms of those visits, can you provide the same kind of help for somebody?
No, it's interesting. What was funny was long, long time ago, I had two Christians come into my office, and he was a gentleman who had seizure. And the wife had called me to make an appointment because she wanted natural methods. She didn't want any invasive tests, but she also didn't want it to become a legal medical record in their insurance industry, because your insurance industry notes follow you wherever you go. You could never get away from them. So once they identify something, you're permanently labeled that. And that's one of the ways that insurance companies make money. Mm-hmm. So he had a seizure, and had his job and his doctor understood that he had a seizure, they were going to take away his driver's license. So she wanted to know if I could help get rid of his seizures without interacting with the authorities, so to speak. And I said, well, yeah, come on in. So they came in, and I demonstrated the whole manual muscle testing. And again, she didn't tell me that this was about their religious faith or anything like that. Right. And I went through the process, and she was just like, you know, she was skeptical, which I welcome skepticism. I'm happy. Nobody's a bigger skeptic than I am. And so she basically said, well, if what you do works, then I want you to find my problem. And I'm like, okay. I said, what do you mean find your problem? What is your problem? She says, well, I don't want to tell you. I want to see if you can find it. If what you're saying works, then you should be able to find my problem without me telling you anything. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, well, wow, I've never tried this before. This shall be an interesting experience, but let's see what happens. So I'm like, okay. So we had already explained manual muscle testing. So I demonstrated it on her, and I showed her that it worked. And then she's like, okay, well, good. Put your money where your mouth is. Find my problem. So I found that her spleen reflex, which is located just underneath the left breast area, okay, the spleen reflex was weak. And I kept coming back to it, and it kept weakening. And I did it enough times to where she finally noticed. And she was like, why do when you touch me here, does my arm keep going down? So she was already experiencing the truth of muscle testing. Every time I touched this one point, her arm went down. She didn't have any control over it. Her arm went down. So I said, well, you have a problem in this reflex. And she was like, well, what does that mean? I said, well, this reflex represents a spleen. You have a problem in your spleen reflex. And it wasn't even a millisecond. Her eyes started to well up with tears. And one of them actually ran down her cheek and dripped off her chin onto her lap. And I said, I'm sorry, is there a problem? You know, what's wrong? And she was like, that's not possible. I said, what's not possible? She says, I can't have a weakness in my spleen. And I said, well, why is that? And she says, because my spleen's in a garbage can somewhere. I had my spleen removed 5 years ago. And I said, exactly. You have a spleen problem. You don't have one.
That would
and
be a problem.
That's why your reflex for your spleen is weak, because there's a problem there. And for whatever reason, she and he could not wrap their head around what I was helping them to understand. And what was interesting was I got a 4-page email a day later from him telling me that all the work that I do would never fill the void in my heart that was there because I wasn't accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. He spent a 4-page email judging me on my religious faith when we never discussed it. I was there focused on them and their problem, and I demonstrated an ability and an efficiency to find their problem and offer them a solution. But because they couldn't wrap their head around it, because they were religiously biased, because they were prejudiced against what I was doing, because they were judging what I was doing, which, aren't we taught in the Christian faith, thou shalt not judge?
Yeah.
Okay, yet they're sitting there in judgment of what I'm doing, thinking that I'm in league with Lucifer or something. And he wrote me this long email telling me that the void in my heart would never be filled with anything that I was doing until I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. What he didn't know is I had already accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
He never went.
Which is why I was able to do the work that I'm doing. And it's just, I don't know, people's beliefs, they are so self-limiting. And I just want to continue to do what I do to help people. And I want to help the people that aren't already being helped.
And, you know, when fear arises at that level, which is, again, when you're able to expose something in a person that, and this woman was unwilling to share with you verbally what had happened, but you were able to identify it through the manual muscle testing, which got an immediate emotional response from her and then generated this other response.
This fear response.
From her
fear
from her
based
husband.
On lack of understanding.
Right.
Fear. The opposite of fear is faith, trust, confidence, and security. So when one is letting life's fear guide their life, they actually lack fear. I mean, they lack faith, trust, confidence, and security. So if you're letting fear dictate your life, then you're actually in absence of faith. What I want people to embrace is their faith and how my faith dovetails nicely with their faith, and my ability to understand rocket science can help you who doesn't understand rocket science understand how we can use rocket science to send a man to the moon. Only I want to do it with your health.
It's an important way that you approach this, that you approach health and healing and being a participant in a person's life, where you join with them and align yourself with what their needs are and what your understanding is, your knowledge is, and your skills are to be able to help a person to better health. A fascinating thing that you do, and a great conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, there are some more questions I still have about what you do and how it works.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. I want to thank you, the listener, for your continued listenership. Please listen to this commercial and see if it applies to you.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you suffering from a health concern? Does it affect your day, how you do your job, how you do your relationship, your happiness? Is it ruining your life? Do you actually think your doctor and your health insurance is going to save you? By offering toxic chemicals known to have harmful side effects, that you must take for the rest of your life, or by offering you life-altering surgery, causing you to never be the same again. Are you being put on the treadmill of treatment with no true solution and no end in sight? Do you deserve better? Is this God's plan for you? When you are tired of feeling sick and tired, call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 912-348-3369. Your solutions to all your health concerns, naturally. Call 912-348-3369 to schedule your consult. That's 912-348-3369. We are waiting to help you. Go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. Our website is spineboy.com. I would invite you to go to spineboy.com. It's a wealth of information. If you want to call me, you can call the office directly at area code 912-348-3369. That's a way to leave a message, but the best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. I'm the one who answers that phone, so you would be communicating with me directly. It always seems to catch people off guard. They call the number that I tell them to call. I answer the phone, and they're like, wow, you're actually the doctor. And I'm like, well, yeah. I, the doctor on my show, When Your Health Matters, told you to call my cell phone number, and I told you I would answer it, and now I'm answering it, and you seem surprised. It's like, you know, whatever. So we've been talking a little bit about faith and healing and trying to help people overcome their religious fears and their belief fears and their limited belief systems, and I want to help people expand their understanding of how they can get back on God's plan and get back to being healthy, et cetera. And Mark, you promised me you'd have more questions.
Well,
you're the question man.
I'm the question man. And, you know, you do learn an awful lot about a person through manual muscle testing. And it almost seems to some people to be a mystical thing. But is it really mystical?
Mystical?
Yeah.
No. They can interpret it that way. And so in that case, yes, it would be. And it's very science-based and totally in line with God's laws. After all, we cannot get a positive result long-term if we violate God's laws. And I think our society has demonstrated that quite well, which is why I'm so proud of to be able to bring this type of healing to our community in the greater Pooler Savannah area. We need this type of healing here. The community is starving for it. I've had people tell me, and they probably still are driving to South Carolina and to Florida to get similar treatments, and I offer the most advanced form of any of the modalities out there. How do I know? Because I'm the one going to all the seminars, and I know what they are practicing is what and what is being offered, and I researched the area before I chose to move here, and this is where I want to offer what is most needed. So here I am, and I'm waiting for people to wake up to this fact, and I know that they will, and this show is part of that process, is getting people to hear enough about it, develop a curiosity for it, want to come in and experience it themselves, and then wanting to take it to the ends of the possibilities and reap the rewards of just being healthy and not needing to take medications anymore and not being set up for surgical procedures and not having all the stuff that medicine wants you to have.
And so many of the things that you offer, you know, there's a lot of materials available on your website, spineboy.com, where you explain how to deal with certain health issues specifically.
I have over 500 different unique conditions that I explain, the medical perspective, the alternative perspective, and what a person's solution is. And they get to consider that. And just about with every page, there's a video associated with it. If I have a particular radio show from what we've recorded over the last 12 years that's appropriate for one of the pages, there's a radio show there. There's a way for people to email me to get an action plan and solution, which is a general outline of what a person's going to need to deal with. There's a lot of different links within the site that helps clarify different points within an article that I've written or within a solution that I've talked about. It is a one-stop, full-shop service website that people can interact with and get the answers that they're looking for. And if they can't find the answer that they're looking for, I ask them to call me or send me an email. And heck, I'll write you a whole article specific to what it is that you're asking, because that's how my website has grown to the size that it has grown to. People want to, well, you don't have an article on heart arrhythmias. So I wrote an article on heart arrhythmias, and I answer people's questions on heart arrhythmias now. And, you know, I have a 85-year-old in my office right now in the New York area that they're talking about doing a cardiac ablation, where they want to stick a probe up through the inside of his leg up into his heart, and they want to essentially cauterize half of his heart in an effort to get his heart rhythm to go back to normal. And I'm like, does that make any sense to you? And this particular individual, he's very funny, he's very lighthearted, but he's also very logical, and he asks the best questions because his brain is that sharp. And he says, well, Dr. Rick, of course it makes sense that they should stick a hot probe into my heart and burn half of it so that I don't have that part of the heart that's functioning irregularly anymore. It'll just essentially hang there being dead. And I was just like, I know he's not being serious, he's being facetious, but taking some B vitamins and some probiotics to get rid of the heart arrhythmia, do that before you consider doing these radical surgical interventions. He says, Dr. Rick, that makes sense to me. I'm going to go do that. And so he's doing that, and his problem's going away.
Interesting, because, you know, one of the things I'd like to ask you about is when you get to the solution component of, we've talked a lot about the manual muscle testing and how you find out about a person, but in terms of an overview of how you actually help a person back to health, what are the methods that you use on that journey?
Well, when we evaluate each person as an individual. So I want you to understand that the results that I would get, the exam findings that I would get with you, are totally 100% unique to you. And based upon those results, we're going to have, I don't know, a list of reflexes that were out of balance. And we're going to have a secondary list of reflexes that are the consequences of those underlying causal reflexes being out of balance, because the body compensates. So you get a compensatory weakness in association with it. So let's say a person has a headache. I know their gallbladder is involved. So we trace it back to the gallbladder circuit, and that's the underlying reason, the gallbladder circuit. But then we go back even further to what is causing the gallbladder circuit to continually blow. Well, in this particular case, maybe the person has a parasite that's affecting the gallbladder, that blows the gallbladder circuit, that causes their first cervical vertebrae to go out of normal alignment, putting pressure on the suboccipital nerve, which loops up and over your head and sits right above your eye and ultimately goes off, causing you to have a headache. Well, the headache isn't being caused by the cervical vertebrae being out of place, although my chiropractic brethren will do an adjustment and the person will feel better. But if they didn't reset the gallbladder circuit, then they leave the office and they blow that circuit again, and now their first cervical vertebrae is out of balance, and then you have to go back and get it adjusted again. Well, I got tired of doing that early on in my practice. Mrs. Jones came in with a headache on Monday. We get rid of her headache before she's off the table. She comes back in Wednesday with another headache. Saturday morning, she's my first patient because she had plans Friday night. So I treated her headache, three different headaches, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. She's back in my office Monday with another headache. I'm not really fixing her problem. I'm treating it. That's what medicine does. I didn't want to do that. Better for her to go get a bottle of aspirin. She'd get 120 treatments for $5 instead of paying my fees three times a week. So I had to understand, well, why was this continually blowing out? And we traced it back to the gallbladder, and then we traced it back to what was irritating the gallbladder, and then we traced it back to her belief system in terms of how she deals with her life and how she deals with her stress, and we had to help her change that and to take a more lighthearted approach instead of a serious, angry, frustrated approach. And we helped her to change how she deals with her stress. Guess what happened?
The headaches went away.
Headaches, not only did her headaches go away, but her gallbladder circuit stopped breaking. And now her digestion improved. Now her mood improved. Now her headaches went away. Now her energy improved. All of these things, because we traced back to the origin of what was what. And when you treat the origin, everything that came after the origin goes away, because you're addressing the cause. The effects go away on their own.
It's like weeding the garden. If you just pull out the tops of the weeds, the weeds just grow back.
Right. It's like mowing a lawn. If you mow the top of the grass, what happens within a week?
It grows back.
If you pull the weeds without getting the roots out, the weeds grow back. But if you get to the root and you get rid of the root, then you don't have the problem anymore. That's the kind of treatment that we do in the office.
And a lot of the things that you, I mean, you use supplements and other things that people can use to help improve their diet and to help with this process of bringing things into balance.
Only if they demonstrate that they're part of the equation. I don't give a person a supplement if their body isn't asking for it. I give a supplement, like if your gallbladder is blown, then I'm going to give you beet leaf derivatives because beet leaf greens is what helps to stimulate a gallbladder to do its job. But then there's also other ingredients like choline, betaine hydrochloride. These are all ingredients that a person may have a deficiency in. They may have a deficiency in all three. They may only have a deficiency in one. So I could have six people having the same problem with at least six different reasons for it and six different solutions, even though they're presenting the same way. Why? Because we're all individuals, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
We're all unique children of God. And there's not a one of us that's the same. And we need to treat everybody as individuals.
And in approaching people's health in this way, you say over and over again that what you're treating the whole person. You're treating a person in a holistic manner.
Yes, I'm treating a person. I'm not treating a disease. I'm not treating an imbalance. I'm treating a person who has a disease or has an imbalance, but they're still a person. So I treat the person. You know, people come to me with cancer, and my colleagues who are straight chiropractors or even advanced chiropractors will look at me and say, well, how do you treat cancer? And I say, I don't treat cancer. Well, you help that person with cancer. Yeah, I help the person. And their cancer went away or their cancer improved. But I didn't treat cancer. I don't treat heart disease. I treat the person. I've fixed people who have diabetes, but I don't treat diabetes. I fix the person. I make their system work better. And their diabetes, which is a symptom, the consequence goes away on its own. And when you affect proper communication and proper functioning, then the body expresses ideal health. I don't treat disease. That's what doctors do. Mm-hmm. I don't treat disease. Medical doctors treat disease. Surgeons treat disease. I'm a chiropractor. I'm a holistic healer. I'm a natural healer. I am an alternative medicine practitioner. I'm going to fix your body without any of those traditional allopathic methods. I'm going to do what your body is asking for, and I'm going to support it the way your body's asking to be supported, and I'm going to get out of the way. And as one of my mentors told me, God does the healing, and the doctor takes the fee. Exactly. God does the healing, and I take the fee. I help facilitate God's ability to express your ideal health through you, through our interaction. But your body's what does the healing. God does the healing.
God does the healing.
You know.
And that's the only way it could ever happen.
That's the only way it will ever happen.
Exactly. Exactly. And so people who are looking for something, who are frustrated with the kind of care that they're getting in terms of their health, where they have a health condition and it's not going away, and they've been under a doctor's care and they're not seeing the results that they'd like to see, if they have those questions and they want to try to approach you and you're willing to meet with them to answer those questions and to see if you can help and to see if they're willing to receive your help.
Right. If somebody has a question that their medical doctor isn't answering, which is just about everything. I mean, if you go to WebMD, and I don't want to promote their site, but if you go to their site and you look at just about any condition that they have, just about every single condition says, we don't know what causes it. So then why the heck are you treating it? Don't treat something you don't understand, because you're just going to create a bigger problem. And that's what side effects are. It's part of the bigger problem. So if your medical doctor, if your physician's assistant, if your nurse practitioner, if whoever's in the medical office that you deal with, because maybe the doctor's too busy and you don't ever actually get any FaceTime with your doctor and the physician's assistant does the work anyway, if they're not answering your question, why don't you come to me and get an answer? Then you can decide what you want to do with that answer. If you want to try natural methods to get well, which I've done for 30 years and help people from all over the world get well, then you have that as an opportunity. If you just want to take the information and understanding that I give you and take it back to your medical doctor and say, listen, I found what the cause is. Could you fix it now? They still can't fix it because they're not necessarily going to believe in what it is that you're saying. Why? Because it came outside of their belief system, and they're not willing to expand their belief system, which is why we continue to have bigger and more problems. You need to get outside your comfort zone, get outside of your belief system if what you currently understand isn't solving your problem. I want to expand your understanding so that we can solve your problem, so that you can just go back to getting on God's plan and not have a problem to begin with.
Well, we are out of time for today. It's a great conversation, Doc Rick, and I do encourage anybody out there who has a health issue to reach out and touch base with you.
Yeah, you have nothing to lose. Give me a call, send me an email, stop into the office, come to a free healthcare class, continue listening to this radio show, whatever it takes. I'm here to help you. But if you want to move the ball forward, if you're tired of being sick and tired, then call me, 845-561-2225, 912-348-3369. Email me at docrick, docrick, at spineboy.com. Go to spineboy.com as a listener. Click on the special offer that we have right on the homepage for listeners. Start communicating with me. I will start communicating with you, and we can just fix your problem and let you get back into the game of life. That's my promise to you. And I want to thank you again for listening. Tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill.